very good morning, listeners. It's Friday, 30th July, and welcome to today's Market Ahead, a pre-market podcast from Business Standard. I'm Saloni, and here are the top cues that may move the market today. A look at the headlines first. Wall Street gains with upbeat earnings and forecasts. Tech Mahindra Q1 profit jumps 39% year-on-year to Rs. 1,353 crore. TVS Motor Company narrows loss to Rs. 15 crore in June quarter. Britannia, Sun Pharma, UPL, Bandhan Bank to post Q1 numbers today. And Rolex Rings IPO subscribed 9 times ahead of closing day. Now the news in detail. Selling resumed in Asian markets after a one-day hiatus as risks of China crackdown still loomed. Meanwhile, US futures also declined as traders weighed a possible slowdown for large tech companies after Amazon missed estimates in the June quarter. Japan's Topix Index shed 1%, Hong Kong Hang Seng tanked 1.4%, and China's Shanghai Composite Index lost 0.8%. At the same time, Nasdaq and S&P 500 futures were down 1.3% and 0.8% respectively. In the overnight session, US stocks, however, had ended higher, boosted by robust earnings and GDP data. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had risen 0.44%, the S&P 500 0.42%, and the Nasdaq Composite 0.11%. Amid this backdrop, Indian markets eyed a gap-down start to the day, with SGX Nifty ruling over 100 points lower at 15,739 around 7:30 a.m. Apart from global cues, the street would react to the Q1 earnings, and some interest is likely in the primary markets as Rolex Rings IPO closes today. The IPO has been subscribed 9.2 times so far. Now a look at the stock-specific triggers that are likely to guide the market today. Over 100 companies including Bandhan Bank, Britannia, Sun Pharmaceutical Industries, UPL, Indian Oil Corporation, Macrotech Developers, Marico, Nazara Technologies and Blue Dart Express are slated to post their quarterly numbers today. Furthermore, NTPC and IDFC First Bank are among firms that will post their Q1 numbers on Saturday. Tech Mahindra's Q1 FY22 net profit came in at Rs. 1,353 crore, up 39.2% year-on-year and 25% sequentially. Broad-based growth across segments and verticals allowed the company to deliver strong numbers. Revenues for the quarter grew 12% year-on-year to Rs. 10,198 crore. It was up 4.8% sequentially. TVS Motor Company reported a consolidated net loss of Rs. 15 crore for the first quarter ended June 30. The company had reported a net loss of Rs. 183 crore in the April-June quarter of the 2021 financial year. State-owned Container Corporation of India, CONCOR, reported a 409.67% year-on-year surge in consolidated net profit to Rs. 251.22 crore for the quarter ended June 30. The company had clocked a net profit of Rs. 49.29 crore in the year-ago period. Ashish Kacholia increased stake in Garvare High-Tech Films, buying 1,41,871 equity shares at Rs. 1,005 per share on the BSE as per the latest bulk deals data. Kacholia held a 2.5% equity stake in the company as of June 2021. That is all we have for you here, but for more news on markets, business, politics and sports, stay logged on to businessstandard.com.